Praise the Lord. Before I go on with the preaching of the word, we'd like to give a special warm welcome again to our sister Alette. We have with us our very dear friends during our beginnings, the beginnings of our group in Feeling Best. She is especially dear to Pastor Rocky and to Pastor Lucy. And Sister Alette was with us when we were just beginning a fellowship in PhilInvest. We were there with you, and she addressed our group a couple of times. And she played a very significant role in the formation of that fellowship. And as Pastor Lucy has shared with us, she has made a great impact in her spiritual life as she was newly born again at that time. So we would like to give a very special warm welcome to our missionary friend from the Netherlands, Sister Alette, and her husband, Gustav. Sister Alette, would you like to give a greeting to the congregation?
Well, thank you so much for this warm welcome. And I cannot tell you how much a privilege it is to me and to my husband to be here with you after 31 years. We first met Pastor Rocky and Pastor Lucy, who were working in PhilInvest, and some of you here. And I came as a brand new, fresh missionary from Holland. I'd never addressed a group. I'd never worked with people from other nations. So I was shaking. It was my first time to address a group, but it was pure, and it was the Lord's seed. You know, I had a pure heart. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say to you all, but the word of God was like a seed, and that seed was planted in your hearts. And I felt to fulfill the Great Commission, to share the gospel, but to make disciples. And that was my commitment to you at that early time, to come to the PhilInvest group every Saturday at lunchtime, 1 o'clock. And for about 5 months, we studied the word of God. And my intention was to leave the word of God, to plant seeds in the heart of the people so that the seeds could grow. And that was a wonderful, wonderful time. I remember that. And later, Pastor Lucy and Pastor Rocky came to my country. They came to Holland. We met, and we met several times in Israel. And those who have been to Israel, you know Ria, and she's a dear friend. Ria was my colleague, and she came to the Philippines to meet me. And she came with me to PhilInvest. And you know the story after that. Many of you have gone there. But I'd like to leave you a word again, if that's all right. And it's the same word as I had received 31 years ago. Just my glasses now. 31 years ago, I didn't need them. It's from Matthew, where Jesus is using parables to teach his disciples. And it's, I think it's Matthew 13 or 14, where Jesus speaks about the sower and the seeds. Thank you. Yeah, it's Matthew 13, where Jesus spoke about sowing seeds. And in verse 3, he says, he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seeds fell by the roadside. The birds came, ate them up. Other seeds fell on the rocky ground, where they had not much soil. And once again, they sprang up, but they had no root, they had no deep soil, so they died. And other seeds fell among thorns, and they choked them out. Nothing happens. And other seeds fell into good soil. And then it produced the harvest, some 60 and some 30 times, some 100 times. And I want to give this word to you as a fellowship. You are giving out Bibles. You're giving out a word of God. But when you do it also prayerful and explain to people what is the word of God. Let it fall into good ground. Prepare the hearts. Cultivate the hearts. It needs time. It needs work to work the ground so that the ground is ready to receive the hearts. And I really felt this on my heart to share this word with you. Study this from Matthew 13. Because if the seed is falling beside the road, birds will come, pick it up, and it's gone. And it falls into thorns and thistles. It doesn't grow. It has no chance. So may the Lord really bless you in your ministry and what you do. And I'm happy to be with you only for a few days. But I'm sure the connection with you, with your church, with the Friends of Jesus Christ is forever. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you, Sister Alette. She is very significant to us. She helped us in the beginnings of our fellowship. And so let's prepare our hearts now as we listen to the Word of God. Let us pray. Let us bow our heads and pray for a moment to prepare our hearts to receive the Lord's message. Father, we love you. And we thank you that you have called us here this morning. We ask that you will prepare our hearts and our minds to receive from you whatever you want to speak to us. I submit myself to you, Lord, as your vessel. Put the words in my mouth that I may release your message this morning. And so, Father, speak to us. We are listening. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So for the past Sundays, we have been preaching on the spiritual warfare, especially on the armor of God. And today, we will focus on the shoes of the gospel of peace. The past Sundays, Pastor Vic has preached about the belt of truth. Pastor Chit has preached about the breastplate of righteousness. And so today, let us go into the message of the Lord concerning the shoes of the gospel of peace. How important are shoes in combat? Combat footwear. Gaano bang kahalaga ang sapatos o boots sa ating pakikipaglaban? Mahalaga to, di ba? Kasi kapag tayo po ay lumalaban, kailangan tayo ay mobile. Kailangan po tayo ay may mobility. Tayo po ay nakakatakbo at tayo po ay nakakalakad. At historically, they have said that many casualties or problems struck the immobility of men, the mobility of many soldiers because of foot problem. No, they're unable to fight because of foot problem. If you look at it, the feet carries the weight of the body. And so you strike the feet and the whole body falls down. That's how important the feet are. And so the Lord is telling us in Ephesians 6:15. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians 6:15. Let's start with verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. 15, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Can you imagine a soldier who is dressed with a belt of truth, in Roman soldier, in full battle gear, without boots? Nakakita na kayo ng sundalong ganun? No, in modern times, we're talking about vests, bulletproof vests. We're talking about guns. The entire combat attire of a, a soldier, and then he goes out without boots. You think he's prepared for fighting? I don't think so. So when we wear boots, combat boots, or our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, or we put on the sandals for fighting as part of the armor, we are really, it really connotes preparation, that we are prepared to fight. Because no matter how fully attired we are, if we do not have the boots on our feet, we will not be prepared to fight, and we will not be effective to fight. So here, the Lord is telling us that we are to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In the Tagalog version, yung mga may Tagalog Bible, let's read it. At isuot ang panyapak na pagiging handa sa pangangaral ng mabuting balita ng pakipagkasundo sa Diyos. But the New Living Translation version puts it in a very nice way. Sabi po doon, for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be truly prepared. So, when we say that our feet are shod, it is furnished. It is equipped with proper boots or proper shoes that makes us ready and firm in fighting. Kaya po, the gospel, kaya sinasabi dito, anong boots ang isusuot natin? What kind of shoes are we going to wear spiritually? We are supposed to wear the shoes of the gospel of peace. And the shoes of the gospel of peace is about the message of Christ. The gospel, the message of Christ, gives us a certain stability in our hearts. And the fruit of that stability is peace. That's why when we look at the relation of the feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace to the rest of the armor, we're really saying that when first, before we got born again, we are enemies of God, right? We are not at peace with God. We are not in right standing with Him. And then we heard the word of truth. Narinig natin ang katotohanan ng salita ng Diyos. Kaya't nagkaroon tayo ng righteousness, no? Nagkaroon tayo ng tamang relasyon sa ating Panginoon. And we call that the breastplate of righteousness. And the truth and the righteousness in us gives us peace. That's why our feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Just to give you the word, let's turn to Romans 5:1. This is a very good summary of what I just said from the scriptures. It says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been justified, or we were made right before God through faith and through the word of truth that we have received. And when that happens, the Bible tells us in Romans 5:1, we have peace with God. Before our relationship with God, before we got born again, we did not have peace with God. We were enemies with God. And so, the Bible tells us that when we receive Jesus Christ into our hearts as our Lord, as our Savior, we make ourselves friends of God. We are no longer enemies but friends of God. And Ephesians 2:14 tells us that Jesus Christ is our peace. He Himself is our peace. He has made both one and has broken the middle wall of separation between Jews and Gentiles. He is the peacemaker. He is the one that brings us peace. Jesus Christ Himself is peace. Kailangan ba natin ang peace? Siguro naman, ano? And in fighting, it is required in spiritual battle that first, we must be at peace with God. That first, we must have the peace of God. Why? Especially in these last days. Itong mga huling araw po, oh, how much we need the peace of the Lord in the last days. If you look around you, the world is in turmoil. This is very best described in Luke 21. Let's go to Luke 21. And the Lord said in verse 25 and 26, it is the Lord Jesus himself speaking. Let's read together. And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars. And on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. May I read from the NLT version? It says, there will be strange events in the skies, signs in the sun, moon, and stars. Down here on earth, the nations will be in turmoil, perplexed by the roaring seas and strange tides. Is this familiar? Tsunamis. The courage of many people will falter because the fearful fate they see coming on the earth, because the stability of the very heavens will be broken up. There will come a time, and even now it has started, that the earth will be shaken. And many people will fear. Their hearts will fail. And the only thing that can hold us firm and stable is the peace of God in our hearts. The peace that passes all understanding. And the Lord has left us with many promises of that peace in the Bible. Maraming pangako ang Panginoon sa atin sa Biblia. Bago pa siya umakyat sa langit, di ba? Natatanda natin, sinasabi niya sa John 16:33 that the peace, I have spoken this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So the Lord has left us with promises to live by. Binigyan niya tayo ng mga pangako na pwede nating panghawakan. Hindi niya sinabing magiging maganda ang mundo. Hindi niya sinabing magiging peaceful ang mundo. Ang sinabi niya, in the world, you will have tribulation. Magkakaroon kayo ng mga pagsubok, kaguluhan dito sa mundong ito. Pero ang pangako niya, be of good cheer. This is his promise. I have overcome the world. Another promise in John 14:27, he says, a peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Not as the world give, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So, God is commanding us or telling us, do not let our hearts be troubled. We should not be afraid. But he did not say that the world is going to be peaceful. I'm giving you my peace. And your heart should not be troubled and you should not be afraid. So we need peace in our hearts, the overpowering peace of God to overcome the world and to fight in spiritual battle. This is the protection of our feet. And in the analogy of Paul, he is really saying that when your feet are equipped, you are going to have a firm foundation to stand. Amen? Pag nakikita po natin, yung pong mga Roman soldiers, the Roman soldiers is what Paul is referring to when he said, our feet should be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace or the sandals of peace. Noong una pong panahon, ang mga Roman soldiers, they have tight leather straps, no? Attach the sandals to the feet. At sa ilalim po, sa soles, are small metal spikes. Hindi po yun basta flat. There are small metal spikes so that when you step on the ground, it holds you firm. You don't slide. Hindi po kayo basta-basta nai-slide o na bubuwal sa pagkakatayo. Ganon din po yung mga modern-day combat boots that we have. di po ba? Ito ay mga maaayos ang swelas at it holds you firmly gripped on the ground. So mahalagang mahalaga po na ang ating mga spiritual feet are shod with the gospel of peace. Now, there are 5 key reasons. We're going to look at 5 key reasons why we should put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. Parati natin yung suot. Bakit importante yan sa armor? Bakit bahagi yan ng attire natin when we go into spiritual battle? The first reason is gratitude. And I'd like you to turn your Bibles to Matthew 6. Let's go to Matthew 6. I know that most of you are familiar with these verses because these are verses on about worry. This speaks about verses that the Lord tells us not to worry. Let's read from verse 25 to 27. Basahin po natin, sabay-sabay. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Verse 26. Look at the birds of the air, for neither they sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Verse 27. Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Basahin po natin sa Tagalog. Yun pong may mga Tagalog Bible. Mateo 6:25. Kaya't sinasabi ko sa inyo, huwag kayong mabagambag tungkol sa pagkain at inumin na kailangan ninyo upang mabuhay o tungkol sa damit na kailangan ng inyong katawan. Hindi ba't ang buhay ay higit na mahalaga kaysa pagkain at ang katawan kaysa pananamit? Masdan ninyo ang mga ibon, hindi sila naghahasik ni nag-aani o kaya'y nagtitipon sa bangan. Gayunman, pinakakain sila ng inyong ama na sa langit. Hindi ba't higit kayong mahalaga kaysa mga ibon? 27. Sino ang sa inyo ang makapagpapahaba ng kanyang buhay ng kahit isang oras sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pagkabalisa? Tingnan po natin ito isa-isa, no? So, ang una pong key reason why we must put on the gospel, the shoes of the gospel of peace, is for us to show gratitude to God. Gratitude is the first reason. Sabi po dito sa verse 25, do not worry about your life. Kadalasan po tayo ay nababalisa kung saan tayo kukuha ng kakanin, saan tayo kukuha ng pambayad sa ating mga renta, at saan tayo kukuha ng mga pambili ng ating mga gamit o damit na pangangailangan. At sa mga oras na tayo ay nababalisa at nababagabag, ito rin po yung oras na nakakalimot tayo magpasalamat sa Diyos. We become ungrateful. Tama po? We become ungrateful to God. At pag tayo po ay nabalisa tungkol sa mga pangangailangan, di sinasabing mabalisa tayo sa mga luho, sapagkat ang luho po ay higit pa sa ating mga pangangailangan. Pero kung tayo nababalisa sa ating mga pangangailangan, para na rin po nating sinasabi na hindi natin pwedeng pagkatiwalaan ng Diyos. It is as if we are saying we cannot trust God for the basic provisions of our life. And so, in effect, what we're saying, God cannot be trusted. He will not provide. Why? Because you're worrying about where to get what you will eat, where to get, what you will drink, and what you will put on. The basic provisions can be provided by God. He will see to it that we are provided. Amen? Amen? But the key goal of Satan is to make us ungrateful. Why? Because Satan wants God to look bad in our sight, so that we will not trust Him, so that we will doubt Him. And that is one of the key weapons that Satan has been doing to the Christians. No? Makikita po natin na in an office, pare-pareho ko yung nagtatrabaho, ang iba Christian, ang iba hindi. Pero may diferensya ba in the way that they are trusting God for their needs? So, kapag tayo po ay hindi nagtiwala sa Diyos at nagkaroon tayo ng duda, para na rin po nating sinasabi na walang kabuluhan na manalig sa Kanya. Walang kwenta yung Diyos natin. Kaya nga sinasabi niya dito sa verse 25, do not worry about your life. Kadalasan po, yun ang ating mga pinipray. Di ba? Pero ang sabi ng Lord, huwag mong alalahanin yan. Kung ano ang iyong mga pangangailangan. And He goes on by saying, is not life more than food? Is not the body more than clothing? Sabi ng Lord, mas mahalaga yung katawan mo. Mas mahalaga yung iyong buhay. Pero bakit ang pinag-aalalahanan mo ay yung mga bagay-bagay? So, we cannot live victoriously and peacefully if we cannot trust the Lord for basic provisions. You cannot go into warfare and be victorious spiritually if you cannot trust the Lord for basic provisions in life. Ang unang-una po dapat nating gawin is to be grateful to God for everything. We always take for granted the things that He has given. Why are you alive? You're breathing 24 hours. In one of the seminars we attended, the pastor said, ano kaya kung every Sunday lang binibigay yung oxygen ni Lord? Di ba? Oh, the rest of the week, hindi ka humihinga. But you breathe every day. And that's for free. That's for free. You live every day and that's for free. So, if God is the God of the universe and the one who created all things, we can trust Him for the basic provisions in our life. The second verse that we read tells us, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Ito po ay logical. Now, the second key reason is reason. Logical reason. Very, very logical po ang sinasabi ng Panginoon dito sa verse 26. Because He said, if He can feed the birds of the air, how much more will He not feed us? But sometimes we choose to be unreasonable. We do not follow the logic of God's kingdom. Kadalasan po ang sinusunod natin ay duda kaysa maniwala na hindi ba logical, hindi ba tamang isipin na kung pinapakain ng ating Diyos ang mga ibon na hindi nilikha na kamukha niya o kalarawan niya, gaano pa kaya tayo na nilikha na kalarawan niya? Hindi ba tayo'y mas mahalaga? Hindi ba reasonable isipin na kung pinoprovide na Lord ang mga ibon, at hinuhold niya ang mga planets at nagbibigay siya ng order sa universe, hindi ba tamang isipin na mas mahalaga tayong mga tao na kalarawan niya? At binigay niya si Jesus para mamatay at iligtas tayo mula sa kasalanan, karukhaan, at kasakitan. Is it not reasonable? So we put on the armor of God, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Put on the shoes of the gospel of peace because we want to be reasonable. Nasa tamang pag-iisip, baguhin na po natin ang isip natin. Kalimitan, mas mahalaga sa atin o mas tinutuunan natin ng pansin ang maging unreasonable. Sinasabi natin, hindi siguro ako mahal ng Diyos. Hindi siguro ibibigay ng Diyos ang aking hinihinging pangangailangan. Bakit ganon? Mahirap ako. Kapos ako. Minsan sinasabi pa natin, may Diyos nga ba talaga? Bakit dasal ako ng dasal, hindi naman dumadating? Eh kasi, nagdududa ang ating kaisipan. Wala tayong pananalig. Ayaw nating baguhin ang ating kaisipan ayon sa sinasabi niya na kung ang mga ibon sa himpapawid ay kanyang pinapakain, gaano pa kaya tayo? So is it not reasonable for God to provide for birds and not for human beings? Reasonable ba yon? Hindi, di ba? Baliktarin natin. God provides more for us, knows our needs. And it will be very, very unreasonable not to believe that God can provide us with all our needs. When we live unreasonable lives, we lose our peace. Tama? Pag punong-puno po tayo ng pagdududa, sariling kaisipan, kalimitan po, ganito, ang pinapaniwalaan natin yung nakikita nating sitwasyon. Pag tiningnan natin yung mga sitwasyon sa buhay natin, tayo ay nababalisa. We are shaken by the situations that we see in our life. But they are all temporary. Nagbabago po lahat ng physical na sitwasyon sa ating buhay. They are all temporary. What is not temporary is God's Word. God's Word is permanent. God's Word is definite. Hindi po nagbabago yan. Kaya pag sinabi ng Diyos at pinili nating paniwalaan yung sinabi ng Diyos, yun po ang totoong tamang pag-iisip na dapat mayroon tayo. Then we will have the peace of God. Amen? So kalimitan po, pag may nakita kayong sitwasyon sa buhay niya, Lord, anong sinasabi mo sa salita mo tungkol dito? Ang paniniwalaan ko, Panginoon, yung salita mo, hindi itong nakikita ng mata ko. Kasi itong nakikita ng mata ko, mamaya iba na yan. Mamaya magbabago na yan. Pwede yung magbago. It's temporary. The physical things that we see, they are temporary. But the Word of God is definite. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God remains. So if our minds choose, pag pinili ng ating kaisipan na maniwala sa sinasabi ng Diyos, then we are reasonable, we have the right reasoning, and we will receive the peace of God in our lives. We will live in peace. Okay, the next reason is fruitfulness. Matthew 6:27 tells us, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Maganda po yung sinabi sa Tagalog. Sino sa inyo ang makapagpapahaba ng kanyang buhay ng kahit isang oras sa pamamagitan ng kanyang pagkabalisa? Pag tayo'y nagkakasakit, alam ko po, natural ito sa ating nature, natural ito sa atin, na kapag ang ating loved ones ay nagkakasakit, o tayo ay nagkakasakit, when we get sick, or our loved ones get sick, we worry. But no amount of worry can extend their life. Tama? Okay. Pag tayo ay may exam, alala tayo sa exam. Pero kahit na anong pag-aalala natin, hindi lalabas ang answer. Tama? Gaano man pag-aalala mo sa kailangan mo at sa provision mo, hindi yan parang ATM na lalabas ang pera. Walang lumalabas na pera pag nabalisa ka. Which means that if we do not have peace in our hearts and we do not live according to the peace of God in our hearts, worry takes over. And worry is unproductive. Wala pong naidadagdag, walang naidudulot sa buhay natin. Kahit maghapon pa tayo mag-worry. I am a personally po, ang experience ko, I was a worrier in the past. And I got delivered from it. Ako, madali ako mag-worry. Konting bagay lang, I intensely think about it. And I worry too much about a certain thing. But when I came across a verse in Philippians 4, and I still use this verse as my prayer every now and then, Philippians 4, 6, 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving in your heart, make your request known to God. Maganda po sa NLT version, sinabi po doon, do not worry about anything, but pray about everything. Ask God for your need. Kalimitan po, we ask God for money, not for our need. Okay? God can provide even money. He can give you your need. But sometimes our minds are conditioned to think money every time we need. But going back to what God said in Matthew 6:27, it is useless to worry. Alam nyo, ang naidadagdag lang ng worry sa ating kaisipan ay yung negative thoughts na nagtatanggal ng ating focus dun sa mga bagay na dapat nating gawin. Di ba? Pag nag-worry ka sa isang bagay, nawawalan ka ng focus, hindi ka na maka-function, wala ka na magawa, kasi ang mind mo punong-puno na ng kabalisahan. So lalo kang nakakilos. Amen? It makes us immobile. It takes away our mobility. We are not able to function well. We are not able to move well dahil punong-puno tayo ng kabalisahan. Yun yung sinasabi sa gospel of peace. Diba? The shoes of the gospel of peace. Pag ipinaralyze mo yung paa, buong katawan, hindi makakilos. Parang ganyan din ang worry. Pag pumasok yan sa isip natin, hindi tayo productive sa ibang bagay. Hindi natin magawa yung ating assignment, hindi natin magawa yung ating ministry, hindi natin magawa yung ating mga bagay na kailangan sa pamilya dahil tayo'y punong-puno ng kabalisahan. And we do not function well as a person because we are disturbed. Wala po tayong peace. Tayo ay balisa. So, sino dito ang nag-worry? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, tigilan mo na. Tell your seatmate, stop worrying. Walang maidadagdag yan sa'yo. Lalo na po sa mga estudyante, kesa mag-worry ka, di mag-aral ka. Diba? Hindi lalabas ang answer pag nag-worry ka. So, in fact, It creates destruction in our minds and we are not able to think straight when our minds are full of anxiety and worry. Alam niyo po yung anxiety at saka worry. Future po yun eh. Nababalisa, kabalisahan at yung pagkabagaba. Ito po ay uneasiness in the mind over something that will happen in the future. Eh, wala pa nga eh. Diba? It's uneasiness in the mind over something that will happen in the future. It's not yet there. So, we should not worry about it. Okay? So, isa pong personal testimony ko dito is, well, I am caring for a father who is in the province and naiwan lang po ay ang yaya ko sa kanya. And sometimes, whenever I would receive phone calls, nabibigla na lang ako, may mga emergency cases. And sometimes, the phone call come in the night, 10 o'clock. When you are not able, or 11 in the evening, tatawag po yung yaya, sabi, ate, ganito po, o hindi po siya makatulog, or something happened. These are times when I cannot do anything. When you, it is beyond your control what you can do because you are not there. Not there with him. So, this will sometimes trigger worry. Nagkakaroon po ako ng pagkabalisa minsan. But whenever I feel that, instead na mag-worry, wala tayong magagawa, hindi natin magagawa ng paraan, sinasabi ko po kay Pastor Maxie, let us pray. No? So we pray. And then I always use that Philippians 4, 6 to 7 as my prayer to the Lord. Lord, I don't want to be anxious about anything. But in everything, I want to pray to you about. I want to give my needs to you. Your promise, Lord, is that the peace that surpasses all understanding will keep my mind and heart in Christ Jesus. And when I pray that prayer, after some time, and I receive the peace of the Lord, then I trust God that He will be the one to move. And many times, always, He is really the one who moves. So, after we prayed that prayer, I texted my yaya again, and I said, how is he? And he said, he is fine. He's now sleeping. So, the next day, again, I texted my yaya, and I asked her, kumusta na ang daddy? He's fine. He's okay. So, useless worrying. We cannot do anything. It is God who can do something. The fourth reason for putting on the shoes is because of our testimony for Christ. The shoes of the gospel of peace. Because of our testimony for Christ. Let us go to verse 32 of Matthew 6. Sabi po dito, for after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Basahin po natin sa Tagalog. Sapagkat ang mga bagay na ito ang kinahuhumalingan ng mga taong wala pang pananalig sa Diyos. Alam ng inyong amang nasa langit na kailangan ninyo ang lahat ng ito. So ano yung all these things? Food, clothing, shelter. Mga bagay-bagay sa buhay. Sabi ng Panginoon, alam ng Ama ang ating pangangailangan. Sabi rin ng Panginoon dito na ang mga bagay na ito, kinahuhumalingan din ng mga tao na hindi kilala ang Diyos. Anong diferensya mo bilang isang Kristiyano na iniwala at nananalig sa Diyos sa mga taong hindi nananalig sa Diyos? Pareho lang kayong balisa? Pareho lang kayong nababagabag? We become un-Christian. Why? Because peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit, manifestation of Jesus Christ in us. So, if we do not have that peace, we do not manifest Christ in our lives. Our testimony as a Christian is not effective. Amen? Pag nagkaroon ng panic sa isang lugar, una kang tumatakbo. Kasi mas takot ka pa kaysa iba. Christ is in us. Amen? And when we have the peace of God, He will be the one in control. So dito po, sinasabi, the Gentiles seek after these things. Pag sinabi pong Gentiles sa Bible, it connotes pagans, or it symbolizes pagans. Pagans are those who do not know the Lord, who do not know, have any personal relationship with the Lord. And the Lord tells us here that these are the same things that pagans look after. These are the same things na kinahuhumalingan ng mga hindi nakakakilala sa Diyos. So, pareho lang ba kayo? Pareho lang ba kayo ng mga walang tiyon sa Diyos? Takot din kayo sa kinabukasan? Nagdududa din tayo kung tayo ay bibigyan ng lahat ng ating pangangailangan? Babalik na naman po tayo sa sinabi natin earlier that we act as if God cannot be trusted. Para nating sinasabi, wala akong Diyos na pinananaligan at hindi niya ako inaalagaan. Ngayon, pag po sinabi natin yon, pinapapangit po natin ang imahin ng ating Diyos sa ibang tao. Tayo po ang may dala ng kanyang pangalan at tayo po ay kalarawan niya. At kung tayo'y may personal na relasyon sa ating Panginoong Jesus, ngunit hindi po nakikita sa buhay natin, pinapapangit po natin ang imahin ng ating Diyos sa mga taong hindi nakakakilala sa Kanya. This is our testimony for Christ. And then the fifth one is Matthew 6:33 to 34, which speaks about preparedness. Let's read 33 and 34. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Verse 34, therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Sabi po dito, sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Basahin po natin sa Tagalog. Ngunit pag sumakita ninyo ng higit sa lahat na pagharian kayo ng Diyos at mamuhay ng ayon sa Kanyang kalooban at ipagkaloob niya ang lahat ng kailangan ninyo. Kaya huwag ninyong ikababahala ang para sa araw ng bukas. Sa kanan ninyo harapin kapag ito'y dumating. Sapat na sa bawat araw ang Kanyang mga suliranin. Minsan po, wala pa iniisip na natin, paano kung ganito? Paano kung ganon? Harapin mo muna yung kasalukuyan. Deal with the problems for the day. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Sapat na sa bawat araw ang kanyang suliranin. Hindi na po natin kailangang dagdagan pa yung burden for the day for something that will happen in the future. Kahit isipin po natin yung isipin, hindi po natin alam kung ano mangyayari sa future. Okay? We've been worrying. Meron pong, hindi naman po ibig sabihin na huwag tayong magplano o huwag tayong magbalak. Gusto po ng Panginoon magplano din tayo ng buhay, magbalak din po tayo sa ating buhay. Pero ang nais po ng Panginoon, what the Lord wants is for us to pray when we plan. For us to pray to Him about our plans, to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Amen? The Lord has a plan for each one of us. Paano po lalabas yung plano na yon? Kung tayo po ay balisang balisa at punong-puno ng alalahanin para sa sarili nating plano, hindi po lalabas ang plano ng Diyos. Hindi po natin masusumpungan ang plano ng Diyos. Sapagkat abalang-abala tayo mag-isip ng para sa sarili natin. Ang sabi po sa salita ng Diyos sa verse 33, pag sumakita natin, higit sa lahat, ibig sabihin, above all things, seek first the kingdom of God. Yung kanyang kalooban, hindi po ibig sabihin nito ay parati kang nasa ministry. Hindi po ganyan ang seeking the kingdom of God. Ibig sabihin, alamin natin ang kalooban ng Panginoon sa bawat ginagawa natin. Kung ikaw ay isang madre de pamilya o padre de pamilya, o kung ikaw ay isang estudyante, kung ikaw ay isang manggagawa, if you're a worker, or if you are an office worker, in your career, in your family life, the plans that the Lord have for you. Lahat po ng plano ng Panginoon para sa iyo, hanapin mo kung nasaan ang kalooban ng Diyos sa iyong buhay. At kapag ikaw ay nasa sentro ng kalooban ng Diyos, parati ko po itong sinasabi sa mga taong nakakausap ko, things will fall in place. Kung ikay nasa sentro ng kalooban ng Diyos, mangyayari ang plano niya para sa buhay niya. Amen? Kalimitan po, hindi ganun ang ginagawa natin. Kalimitan, kinokontrol natin ang sitwasyon, inuunahan natin ng Diyos, o kaya naririnig na natin ng Diyos, hindi natin sinusunod. Amen? Kalimitan din, hindi din po natin kinukonsulta ang Panginoon sa ating mga desisyon. Kaya hindi po natin nakikita ang kanyang guidance. We do not see His guidance in the things that we do. And so, the Lord tells us here that we must not add burdens. We must be prepared. We must seek the concerns of the Lord, and things, all other things will fall in place. And when we are seeking the concerns of the Lord and we are in the center of His will, we will always be prepared. We will never be unprepared. Amen? Amen? We will always be prepared. We will never be unprepared. You know, sa 1 Peter 5 verses 6 to 8, you're familiar with that verse. Punta po tayo doon. Unang Pedro 5. I was meditating on this and I said, oo nga no, Lord. I realized something in these verses. Sabi dito sa 6, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Did you notice something about these verses? Verse 6 tells us first to be humble, to be submitted to God, under the mighty hand of God. The next, He tells us to cast our cares upon Him, to cast our cares and burdens upon the Lord. And then immediately in verse 8, He talks about being sober and vigilant against the attack of the wicked one. So Peter here is making a connection between peace of God and the attack of the enemy. If we are humble and submitted before God, if we have cast our burdens, we have the peace of God, amen? Then we can be sober, we can be vigilant against all the attacks of the enemy. We will be prepared to withstand whatever attacks the enemy will have on us. Preparedness. So if just to summarize the five reasons, before we go into the next, gratitude, reason, fruitfulness, testimony for Christ, and preparedness. These are the five key reasons why we should always put on the shoes of the gospel of peace. That's why it is part of the armor of God. Amen? Now, the next question we need to ask ourselves is, how do I get peace? Paano kung matatagpuan ang kapayapaan? Most of us have received the peace of the Lord because we have made ourselves right with God by receiving Jesus Christ into our hearts as Lord and Savior. Amen? But we are not at peace all the time. Tama? There will be situations that arise in our life. There will be things that takes place in our life that will disturb that peace and take away that peace sometimes. So how do we really get peace? Especially when we are faced with situations. Paano natin masusumpungan ang kapayapaan ng Diyos? Bago natin sa mga sitwasyon kung saan tayo nahihirapan o dumadaan tayo sa mga atake ng Diablo, ang pinakauna talaga is to meet the author of peace. Kilala nyo ba talaga ang may akda ng kapayapaan? Do you know the author of peace personally? Let us go to Ephesians 2:14. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. This speaks about the Jews and the Gentiles. But Jesus is also our peace, who has made us one with God and who has taken away the wall of separation between God and us. And so he is the author of peace. Another verse is in Philippians 4:7. I like this verse. And the peace of God, which surpasses all our all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the one who establishes peace between God and us. Tayo po ay natatakot sa isang sitwasyon at kalimitan, fear comes from lack of control. Hindi mo makontrol yung sitwasyon. Hindi mangyari yung gusto mo mangyari. Kaya tikay natatakot kasi nawawalan ka ng control. Pero kapag binitawan mo yung pangyayaring yan at ibinigay mo sa Diyos, God is in control. Amen? Then you will receive the peace of God which surpasses all understanding. Your mind, your heart will be guarded and it will be stayed on Jesus Christ. So, have you known the author of peace, Jesus? You must know him personally. Kailangan kilala natin siya at ang kanyang pamamaraan sa ating buhay. At pupunta tayo doon sa susunod na hakbang kung paano natin makuha ang kapayapaan ng Diyos. It is also by meditating upon the Prince of Peace. Hindi lamang po dapat makilala natin siya. Kailangan pangmalagian natin siyang kasalamuha. We must commune with Him in prayer daily. We must meditate upon Christ through prayer, through communing with Him, to the study of His Word, and our mind will be stayed on Him. Are you familiar with the verse in Isaiah 26:3? He will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusts in Thee. Let's read that verse in Isaiah 26:3. This is a very familiar verse. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Sa Tagalog po, basahin natin ang Isaiah 26, verse 3. Binibigyan mo ng lubos na kapayapaan ang mga taong matapat na tumatalima at nagtitiwala sa iyo. Kung hindi po natin natatanggap ang kapayapaan, ang kadahilanan po niyan ay hindi tayo nagtitiwala sa Diyos. Ang kadahilanan po niyan ay hindi tayo tumatalima sa Diyos. So to get peace, we must meditate upon the Prince of Peace through prayer and through the study of His Word. Tulad nga po ng sinabi ko kanina, when you are faced with a situation, ask God what He has to say about that situation. Go to the Word of God, what He is saying to you concerning that situation. And believe what He is saying in His Word. Ang fruit of the Spirit, ang peace, ay mangyayari lamang sa atin kung tayo'y patuloy na nakikipag-commune sa Panginoon at nakikipag-fellowship sa Panginoon para tayo'y mabago at maging kamukha niya at ma-manifest ang kanyang katangian sa pamamagitan natin. And that is peace. One of that is peace. Remember? Love, joy, peace. Okay? Patience, kindness, goodness. Lahat po ng fruit of the Spirit sa Galatians 5. So, when you meet the author of peace, when you're meditating and communing with the Prince of Peace, then you begin to manifest the peace in your life. So, ang pangatlo po ay ang pagmamanifest ng peace in our life. Huwag po tayong titigil hanggat hindi dumadating ang kapayapaan ng Diyos. Kung tayo po'y nananalangin tungkol sa isang bagay, one of the guidance of God that you are on the right track, your decision is correct, or that God is present is peace. The manifestation of peace. Pag may kapayapaan, naroroon ang Diyos. So we must manifest the spirit of peace in our life. And how? Ephesians 5:18 tells us, be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must always be filled with the Holy Spirit. Natatandaan ko po, when I was first baptized with the Holy Spirit, I was first baptized with the Holy Spirit in 1980 in PhilInvest, where we had a fellowship. And before that, one of the things that I suffered was insomnia. Hindi po ako makatulog ng maayos. So I would always stay late nights and I would always occupy myself with different activities at night hanggang sa madaling araw para pagdating ko matutulog na lang ako at hindi na ako mahihirapang maghintay pa hanggang makatulog ako. So I would frequent going out at night. Nung nabaptize po ako sa Holy Spirit and I turned over my life to the Lord, the first manifestation that the Spirit was in me is I received the overpowering peace of God. Sobrang sobra po yung peace sa aking puso. And that night, I slept very early, very soundly. And I realized that my problem was because I did not have the peace of God. That's why I could not sleep. I did not have the peace of God. And so for the first time in my life, June 14, 1980, I remember that day, I slept soundly for the first time. And that is a manifestation of the peace of the Spirit of God in me. Amen? So sabi ng Panginoon, how do you get that peace? Be filled with the Holy Spirit at all times. Let the Holy Spirit operate in your life. And the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And next, we must memorize the word of peace. Yan, verse memorization. And I was reading a book, sabi doon, regardless of age, you must memorize the scriptures. Oh, regardless of age, you must memorize the scriptures. Why? It is very important to keep the word in our heart. And when we know the word of God in our heart, it will come when we need it. Matthew 4, 1 to 11 speaks about the temptation of the devil to Jesus Christ. And you know very well, na alam naman po natin, na ang ginawa ni Jesus ay sumagot lamang siya ng mga galing sa kasulatan. Wala na siyang ibang sinabi sa Diablo. Sinagot lang niya at binigkas niya ang mga galing sa kasulatan. At natalo ang Diablo. So tularan po natin yung example ng ating Panginoong Jesus. This is the most effective way that we can receive peace. Whenever we are faced with something or attacked of the devil or nakita natin may kaguluhan sa ating buhay, wala yung peace, Panginoon, speak the scriptures. Confess the scriptures. But you cannot confess anything if you did not memorize. So we must keep the word in our hearts. Pag tayo po ay nagme-meditate ng scriptures, at ito po ay binulay-bulay natin, ito po ay ninilay-nilay natin sa ating we meditated on the word, by the end of your meditation, you must have known the scripture by heart. Tama? Hindi mo na kailangang mag-exert ng effort sa pagmemorya. Kung buhay yung salita ng Diyos sa atin, hindi yan makakalimutan. Nasa puso yan, sapagkat buhay yung salita ng Diyos. So, let us make it a habit to memorize the word of peace. Look up scriptures in the Bible that talks about peace. Pronounce the peace of God in every situation that is in confusion or in chaos. And speak the word of peace. And lastly, let us measure your life by the rule of peace. Measure your life by the rule of peace. So we're talking about 5 M's here. Meet the author of peace, meditate the prince of peace, manifest the spirit of peace in your life, memorize the word of peace, and lastly, measure your life by the rule of peace. Let us go to Colossians 3:15. Mahalaga po itong prinsipyong ito na practicein natin sa ating buhay. There should be a rule of peace. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you will call in one body and be thankful. Pinaka-key verse po dito ay let the peace of God rule in your heart. Ano pong ibig sabihin nito? Na sa bawat desisyon ng ating buhay at sa bawat pagpili natin sa ating buhay, isa po ang kapayapaan ng Diyos sa nagpapakilala na ang Diyos ay naroroon sa ating desisyon. If you do not have the peace of the Lord, then what you are thinking about or what you are planning may not come from God. Amen? Kasi po maraming Kristiyano akong nararanig na sabihin nila, Pastor, gusto ko po sana ganito. Anong natanggap mo mensahe sa Panginoon? Ang natanggap ko po, sasabihin niya yung verse. Itong word of God na ito, may peace ka ba sa puso mo? Hindi na makasagot. Pero meron naman po akong word of God eh. Kung pinili mo lang yung word of God na yon para sundin yung kaisipan mo. Madalas, ganun, di ba? Sabi naman kasi sa word, ganito eh. Totoo po yung salita ng Diyos, pero minsan, yung isip natin, sinusunod natin, at pinipilit nating umayon yung salita ng Diyos dun sa iniisip natin. Kaya kukuha tayo ng scripture at yun ang ating gagamitin. Pero wala yung kapayapaan ng Diyos. Kasi hindi mo talagang totoong narinig ang Diyos. When the Lord begins to speak, you will receive the peace of God. And the Bible tells us it is a peace that surpasses all understanding that will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Nakasentro kay Jesus yung kapayapaan na yon. Hindi doon sa decision mo o hindi doon sa gusto mo. Pag tayo po ay may dinidesisyonan na bagay, huwag po tayong tumigil hanggat hindi natin natatanggap ang kapayapaan ng Diyos. Just recently, I was going to decide on something. Medyo mahirap pong isipin kung tutuloy ba ako o hindi. Gagawin ko ba yon o hindi. Moment by moment, I was praying. Pero isa po sa binabantayan ko, may kapayapaan ba ng Diyos sa puso ko? Because the minute na may konting hindi mapayapa, hindi ako tutuloy. I will not proceed with what I want to do if I do not have the peace of God. Because if you do not have the peace, God is not there. And if God is not there, you are on your own. You don't have His covering. He will not be with you in your plans. He will not save you in time of need because you went on your own. You did not ask Him. It was on your own volition, on your own thinking, in your own plans. Kaya ang nais ng Panginoon ay tayo ay hayaan natin ang kapayapaan ng Diyos ang maghari sa puso natin. Let the peace of God rule our hearts in all the decisions and choices that we make in life. Mag-a-abroad ba ako o hindi? You have the peace of God. Did you hear from the Lord? Marami pong ganon. Gusto nila mag-abroad kasi nasa sa isip nila, ang kikitain nila. Pero kalooban ba ito ng Diyos? Let the rule, let the peace of God rule in your life. Yung papasukan kong eskwela, dapat ba dito o dun sa kabila? Yung kukunin kong kurso, ito ba o iba? Pag-aasawa, ito ba ang mapapangasawa ko o hindi? Kalimitan po, pinipilit natin yung mga plano natin. Pero wala tayo ng di malirit na kapayapaan ng Diyos sa puso natin. So, let the rule, the peace of God rule in your heart. Amen? Amen. So, when the peace of God rules in our hearts, in our lives, we cannot be easily shaken. We cannot be easily moved. Hindi po tayo basta-basta mabubuwal. Tulad po ng panyapak ng mabuting balita ng pakikipagkasundo sa Diyos. Kapag tayo po ay covered no, shoes of the gospel of peace, hindi po tayo basta-basta mabubuwal at babagsak. Sapagkat protektado ang ating paa, we will stand firm, strong against the attacks of the wicked one, even in the midst of trials, even in the midst of tribulation, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will keep our mind and our heart in Christ Jesus. And it is this peace of God that is our greatest defense against the enemy. Amen. So today, I challenge each one of you to check our hearts and to see if the peace of God rules our hearts. Alam ko po na marami po tayong kabalisahan. Some of us are in present situations where there is turmoil or confusion or there is no peace. Some of us also have situations in our family where peace is not there. There is separation. There is division. In the church, one of the greatest weapons of the wicked one is to divide, to take away the peace among all of us, to divide the church so that he can be able to come in. The wicked one can be able to come in. We must let the peace of God rule us. We must be at peace with God, at peace with one another, and let the peace of God reign in the situations in our lives which are in confusion or in trouble. Lalo na po kung tayo ay dumadaan ng pagsubok, kailangan lang po nating malaman na kasama natin ang Diyos sa dinadaanan natin. Then we will have the peace of God. Meron naman po sa atin na puno ng kabalisahan sa ating mga pangangailangan. Kung tayo po ay nagkasala sa Diyos dahil hindi tayo nagtiwala sa Kanya, ito po ang panahon para tayo ay magbago ng pag-iisip, talikuran natin ang ating pagdududa at lahat ng ating kabalisahan, at hayaan po natin na ang kapayapaan ng Diyos ang maghari sa ating buhay by casting our burdens upon the Lord. Amen. Let us pray and let us all stand. And I'd like to call on the Rev 5. We're going to sing a song. I'd like you to meditate on this song. And as we hum the song later, let us cast our burdens upon the Lord. Ang nais po ng Panginoon sa umagang ito ay ang bawat isa sa atin ay hindi aalis, na hindi po natin matanggap ang kapayapaan ng Panginoon sa ating buhay, sa ating sitwasyon, sa ating puso. At ang nais po niya ay tayo'y maging handa upang isuot natin ang shoes of the gospel of peace, ang panyapak na galing sa mabuting balita ng pakikipagkasundo sa Diyos. Hallelujah. Let's meditate on this song and let us sing. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is our peace. He Himself is our peace. Let Jesus Christ rule in your heart.
He is our peace. He has broken down every wall. He is my peace. He is my peace.
Declare it.
He is my peace.
Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace,
has broken down every wall. He is my peace. He my peace.
Cast all your cares on Him.
Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He is my peace. He is my peace. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He is my peace. He is my peace.
Hallelujah. Let us now come before the Lord and just give all our burdens upon the Lord. Cast your burdens upon Him. Lahat po ng ating mga pangangailangan, idulog po natin sa Kanya. Sabi po ng Panginoon, huwag tayong mabalisa. Sa pamamagitan ng panalangin na may pasasalamat, ipagkaloob natin lahat ng ating mga pangangailangan sa Kanya. Pangangailangan, material, pangangailangan sa ating mga sitwasyon na hinaharap sa oras na ito. Di mo nakikita ang kapayapaan sa buhay mo. Nakikita mo ay kaguluhan. Sabihin natin sa Panginoon, cast our burdens upon the Lord. Sabihin mo ang nararamdaman mo. Sabihin mo ang pangangailangan mo. At hingin mo ang nais mo sa Panginoon. Siya ang ating kapayapaan. Hayaan nating maghari siya sa ating puso at sa ating buhay. At sa oras na ito, I take authority over all the situations of your life in the name of Jesus. Pinapalayas ko ang spirito ng kaguluhan sa buhay ng bawat isa sa pangalan ni Jesus. Pinapalayas ko ang spirito ng confusion sa kanilang mga buhay sa pangalan ni Jesus. Inuutusan ko na ang nanggugulo ay lumayas sa pangalan ni Jesus. Hallelujah. Ora malayanda kalayara na mashi. Let's pray in the spirit. Tayo po ay manalangin sa iba't ibang wika. Kausapin natin ang Diyos. Idulog natin ang ating mga pangangailangan sa Kanya. Huwag po tayong titigil sa pananalangin hanggat hindi narin niya tatanggap ang kapayapaan ng ating Panginoong Jesus. Ora malayanda yalayara rabashi dedededededeyara namashi. Ora malayara namashi dedededededeyara namashi laliyara namashi. Concerning the business, Lord. Ora malayara namashi dedededededeyara namashi. Concerning my workplace, Lord. Sharada balayana namasanda kalayara rabashi. Harabasi kalayana namasana namashi. Concerning my family, Lord. Sharada balayanda kalayara namashi. Ora balayanda kalayara namashi dedededededeya. Kinananiyana namashi dedededede. Concerning my personal inner struggles, Lord. Harabashi kalayana niyana namashi dedededededeya namashi. Ora masanda kalayara rabashi dedededeya. Kilayana namashi dedededededeya namashi. Aking pagkabalisa, Lord, sa aking kinabukasan. Ora maliyana naman sanda kalayara namashi dedededede. Concerning my children, Lord, shara na malayanda kalayara rabasi. Holayanda yalayara rabasanda ya. Ora mashi dedededede. Cast your cares upon the Lord. Ora masikinaniyana naman sanda yalayana namashi dedededede. Let your request be made known to God. Ora masanda kalayara namashi dedededede yana namashi dedededede yana namashi. In my present situation, Lord. Ora masikalayana naman sanda yalayana namashi dedededede yana namashi. Ora malayana naman sanda yara namashi dedededede yana namashi. Lord, lahat po ng kabagyatan sa aking buhay. Mangusap ka po sa akin habang ito po ay idinudulog ko sa iyo. O ramaliyana namashi dedededededeyana namashi dedeliyana namashi. O ramaliyana namashi anda kalayana rabasi. O rabashata kalayana namashika. O rabalayanda kalayana namashi dedededededeyana namashi. O rabasata kalayana namashi dedededededeyana namashi. Sa aking mga desisyon na gagawin, Panginoon. Ora masikalayana namashi dedededeyana namashi dedededededeya. Ora masikalayana nayana namashi. Ala masikadedededededeyana namashi. Harabasikana nayana namashi. Speak to me, Lord. Sharadabalayana namasandeya dedededede. Ibigay niyo po ang assurance mo, Panginoon. Haramashi kalayana nayana namashi. Higit sa lahat, ibigay mo po ang iyong di malirip na kapayapaan. Aramashi dedededededede na mag-iingat sa aking puso at sa aking isip sa pamamagitan ng Panginoong Jesus. Sharadabalayana namasandayalayana namasi. Hallelujah. Radabashi kalayana namasandayaramashi dedededededeyana namasi. Halalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal Lord, you said, cast your burden upon me because I care for you. Lord, as we have cast all our cares upon you, you will care for us, Lord. You care for us and you will provide for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Your peace will rule in our situations. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Cast all your cares on me, for he cares for you. He is my peace. He is my peace. Cast all your fears on me, for he cares for you. He is my peace. He is my peace. He is my peace. He has broken down every wall. He is my peace. He
receive the peace of the Lord. Be filled with the Spirit of God and receive the peace of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the peace in my heart. Ora malayanna kalayana namashi re 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 yana namasi. Be filled with the Spirit of God. Receive the peace of the Lord. Chana malayana namasanda kalayana namasi. Karana malayana namasanda ya. Kiramashanda yarasi kalayanda yaramasi. The overpowering peace of God. Oh, Ramalayanda kalayanda yaramasi. Karanamashi Ramalayanda kararabasi. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Prince of Peace. Reign in our hearts. Reign in our hearts. Hallelujah.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For those who came here for the first time, we'd like to invite you to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you have not personally known or met the Prince of Peace, kung di nyo pa po nakikilala ang pinagmumulan ng lahat ng kapayapaan sa buhay natin, ito po ang panahon para tayo po ay magdesisyon na tanggapin siya at papasukin siya sa buhay natin bilang ating Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Kapag tayo po hindi nakipag-isa kay Kristo, tayo po ay kaaway ng Diyos. At kung gusto po natin ng kapayapaan sa buhay natin, makipag-isa po tayo kay Kristo, isuko natin ang ating buhay sa Kanya, at tanggapin natin ang kapayapaan niya sa ating buhay. Pabayaan po natin siyang maghari sa bawat isa sa atin. So, tayo po'y pumikit panandalian. At hinihingi ko po na yung mga hindi pa po ninyo kilala ang Panginoong Jesus ng personal o hindi nyo pa naitalaga ang buhay niyo sa Panginoong Jesus. Ito po ang pagkakataon natin ngayong umaga. Manalangin po tayo sa ating, buksan po natin ating mga bibig sa panalangin, sa inyo-inyo pong mga kinatatayuan, at tayo po ay itaas po natin ang ating puso sa Kanya.
Hallelujah. Manalangin po tayo at sumunod po kayo sa ganitong panalangin. Panginoong Jesus, kinikilala kita bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas ng aking buhay. Salamat na namatay ka sa krus para sa aking mga kasalanan. Tinatanggap ko ang kapatawaran ng lahat ng aking mga pagkakasala. Isinusuko ko ang aking buhay sa iyo. Mula ngayon, maghari ka sa lahat ng bahagi ng aking buhay. Maging Panginoon ka ng aking buhay. Binubuksan ko ang aking puso at inaanyayahan kita, Panginoong Jesus, pumasok ka sa aking puso at sa aking buhay at maghari ka sa akin. Salamat, Panginoong Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise You never want to be the same. If you love my love, Lord Jesus, raise your heart inside of me. Keep a life that comes there on so many. Your love can bring, and I need to be transformed into your likeness, oh God. Change this heart inside of me. I can touch the heart so many days. Let be the chains that your love can bring, and I need to be transformed into your likeness, O Lord. Change this heart inside of me. Change this heart inside. Change this heart inside of me.